Welcome to YouTube with the boys. So we have a fantastic episode on the streamer and YouTuber Alpha Rat.
And then sometimes you achieve absolutely nothing in your life and your parents tell you to move out. But they just don't understand that your band's going to take off very soon.
So today I decided to do the episode on Alpha Rat. Alpha Rat is a streamer and YouTuber. He has 2.72 million subscribers on YouTube and 256,000 followers on Twitch. Alpha Rad mostly does a lot of Nintendo games, like Pokemon, Mario Odyssey, Super Smash Bros. And that seems to be the majority of the content he does, but I've seen him do other things too. Like he played Deltarune 2 recently. But it's mostly those games. Okay. So, Alpha Rad. I don't really know how I decided on Alpha Rat this week, but how I first kind of, got into his content is about 5 months ago. He posted a video called Winning with Every Character in Elite Smash, and that was trending, and I just clicked on it. And it was a 40-minute video, and I ended up watching most of it. Now, this is like, as you guys know, I don't really like long content. And this was long, but I just finished it. This is getting into the weird exception that is Alpha Rat. So I don't like watching that much of a long content. I like content that constantly engages me, that just keeps me thinking, it keeps me engaged, keeps me watching, entertaining, action-packed. I don't really like slow videos. This is why I had a lot of trouble with Dream and some of his content. I felt like it was kind of too slow for me and was a bit, just hard. Like, hard to stay with. I needed multiple sittings to watch it. It was difficult. And this is not to say I don't need multiple sittings for Alpha Rad. Sometimes I do. But, sometimes it's just, I get captured by his videos. So, he makes a lot of Smash videos, like I said. His most popular one, which is at 12 million views, was made 3 years ago and was called World of Light, One Punch Mac, referencing the character Little Mac. And in this game, he was just going through, the Smash story mode, and he was playing as a game, Little Mac, but his build of Little Mac had, One Punch characters. And this is gonna sound kind of crazy, but it really wasn't that great of a video. He would just go in, he would, have the superior character, he would punch the other characters in one blow. And he did that about, 7 times in a row. It just kept happening. He would go in, hit him, the round would end, he would just keep going around World of Light, just one punch of characters, and that was it. But I watched the whole video and enjoyed it. Now, this makes no sense, and this is going to continue to be a theme throughout the story. Ranking all final smashes in Super Smash Bros. What he would do is he would look at their final smash, test it out, and then rank it. Now, I think it's important to clarify that I do not play Super Smash Bros. I don't even have a Switch, so I don't know if this is making it, better for me or worse for me. But for some reason, I was like, wow, I want to see everybody's ultimate, and then I want to see him ranked. So I clicked on this 30-minute video, and I watched it nearly in one sitting. There were a few breaks, I did scroll on social media, other things like that. But I watched nearly the full thing just in one sitting. And now I don't know how much of affected of this was, my, sitting down to actually make an episode on his channel in my actual interest, but I did sit down for the whole thing. But again, going back to the initial video I watched, Winning with Every Character in Elite Smash, that was a 40-minute video, and I watched nearly all of it. I think that one did take 2 sittings, but he would just go in, he would fight someone, and then that was it. That one, I think, was a bit more engaging than, ranking them, but, that was all he would do. He was go in and fight. It's just Super Smash content. In a lot of cases, it's pretty repetitive. And what's, weird about this is I don't understand why it works. Which is kind of weird to say. On paper, with the videos I enjoy, fast-paced, action-packed videos. Things that don't stop, things that are with multiple people, that are just, you know, bop, 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 bop. That's the content that I enjoy watching. But in this case, with AlphaRad, I have watched videos and just sat there watching him play Smash alone over and over with one character who insta-kills. Why did I do that? I don't even know. It was just entertaining. It had this sort of, okay, this is going to sound like, I think, you know, streamers are very, like, you know, entertaining, you know? I'll say it. A lot of times they put on a show, but there's also a different type of watching gaming. The watching gaming, when you're at a friend's house, he has, like, a game, you know, you don't have. Sometimes you just want to sit back and watch him play if you're bored. You know, it's his turn this time. Maybe you already finished your turn, but you're just as invested because you don't have the game. I've never seen all the different characters' ultimates, so I'm just going to watch all their final smashes. I'm going to watch all their ultimates. And that's kind of the vibe it had. I think this may be because I don't have a Switch, but I'll just, like, sit back, you know, watch him one punch, because if I was at a friend's house, I'd be like, wow, your character can one punch people? That's sick, dude. Let's see how fast you can beat every character. It's a different type of, you know, I always say that, you know, YouTube videos are good because it reminds you of playing with friends, you know? And online, that's generally true. You get that banter you have playing with friends. But this is almost like playing with friends in person, that kind of like, oh, I'm just going to like sit back and chill a bit while you go through this game. That's the vibe that I think AlphaRad has. I mean, and he is making jokes, but it's not like, you know, he's running, you know, stand-up behind all of this content. He's just casual. There's nothing too special about, you know, the measurable quality of his videos, which is a bit weird to say, but it's the, I mean, he does have skill, but it's the kind of X factor of, I don't know how to describe it, that makes him kind of ascend to a different level. And all of his videos do well. I mean, they usually have over, you know, like high thousands, hundreds of thousands, or millions of views. You know, 1 million, 2 million, I don't know, the past, 800,000 for some, like 900,000. They do well. So, it's crazy to see. I think his most well-made video, at least out of the ones I've watched, was Can You Beat, and probably his just best one out of general, was Can You Beat Pokemon Emerald with only Mudkip? And this one was, I think, probably the best made video that I would probably give, like, credit to saying, okay, it is understandable why this one is enjoyable. I took Mudkip, and he beat Pokemon Emerald alone. He used, like, animations throughout it. They were funny. He kind of made jokes, showed the different strategies, and it was a very incredibly fast-paced journey. This is only a 14-minute video about beating a whole game with one Pokemon, and it was really fast, it was quick. He made some jokes here and there, and I understand why that fit into, like, my category of I like this, but it was definitely pretty funny, and I enjoyed it, and I think that was one of his better made videos. He also does IRL content, which I didn't really look at, so I will say that, but it seems like a funny guy. I saw him in someone else's IRL video. I think I saw him in, who was it? Point Crows, actual, in-person video, so I watched him in that, and, that was pretty good, and I think he was enjoyable in that, so I am imagining he has the same energy in his own IRL videos, and, it was really cool. Overall, I think he's just an interesting niche creator. I don't know, I've been recently, like, just watching, like, Point Crow and a lot of other Nintendo creators, and he's been fun to watch. Now, I think, I don't know why I'm so attracted, I've started to get attracted to Nintendo creators. Sometimes you get attracted to a game for two reasons, which is kind of funny, because the reasons are polar opposites. Sometimes you just watch a YouTuber because you have that game, and you're like, okay, I want to play blank, you know, I really like Call of Duty, so I'm going to watch these Call of Duty YouTubers to learn how to get better at the game and see how good they are. Other times, many times as a kid, when I didn't really want to buy a game, or, you know, I wanted to see a game if a game was worth it, I would go watch people play that game. And I think that's where, you know, kind of came here. I didn't want to buy, like, I don't want to buy a Switch, but I'm happy to watch people play videos of it when I'm bored. And I did think that was an enjoyable experience. Yeah. Overall, I would, like I said, his thumbnails are also pretty good, I will say that. And the editing is good, but, like, to the content, there's nothing extraordinary. It's just, it has this X factor of making me just want to sit down and digest it. I just want to, like, take it all in, eyes glazed over. It's a very good video to relax to, do things in the background, and just kind of chill with. You know, sometimes things don't always have to be, you know, engaging, someone screaming at you, someone in your face. This is a weird but nice in between that, you know, you don't normally get. And I thought it was enjoyable. For Switch, it looks like he's been playing Pokemon Pinball. Doing a series, like, at least like 15 days ago, to Twitch Play series, where he was probably letting his Twitch chat play, and then he was kind of commentating on it. But it seems like he streams fairly often, and fair amount of his videos are streamed too. So yeah. Overall, okay, this is a very random fact, but I saw him for, like, Bleached hair first, so maybe I'm being biased, but he feels like the only person that I might say looks better with bleached hair. I mean, he also got a beard, so maybe it was simultaneously. It's a very different look than he was years ago, but I saw an old video of his, and I was like, wow, he looks a lot better with the bleached hair. I stand by that. I actually think he does. I think he's a better haircut right now. Better beard, and it's just a funny little thing I noticed, because I normally do not think that bleached hair is the way to go, but in his case, it did work out. I think that's going to be it. Like, just a short little video today. I think his content's good, and I thought it was interesting, you know, how it's different than a lot of, like, these everyday, like, normal YouTubers. So, yeah. I just want to say sorry for, like, the schedule inconsistency recently. I've just had, in my lacrosse season, so I've had, like, a lot of games that are on night and on the weekends, and it's just, you know, messed with everything. But thank you guys for, you know, consistently supporting. I really appreciate that and sticking with me through this. I'll try to get it straightened out soon, but, thank you guys, so much. I can, check for reviews. I don't think we have any, but I will check. It does look like that's it. Thank you guys for all the support recently through the inconsistencies. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.